Well, this is DJ Frederick. Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is program number 211 of the Radio Thrift Shop, when I play all kinds of tunes from the past century of recorded sound. It's True Variety Radio coming to you from the past, from the future, and from the present. So let's get launched in to today's journey on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Thank you. Thank you.
beauteous, beauteous music. That was Joe Pass with Joy Spring, featuring Mike Wifford on piano, Jim Ugart on bass, Colin Bailey on drums, and of course the legendary Joe Pass on guitar. That was released, back in the day. It was recorded, when was this recorded? 1964, February 6th, 1964. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to be trip-hopping back and forward in time, playing all kinds of tunes that you might find at your local thrift store, in your grandmother's attic, or maybe even being released next week on some analog system or other, cassette, vinyl, or even homemade compact disc. Let's cruise all the way back with Fred Lowry, Red Sails in the Sunset.
Sails in the sunset. to the song of the hobo, riding on the eastbound train, amid the cinders flying from the old smokestack. Oh, listen to the sweet refrain. We're just a jolly bunch of hobos. No money, not a job can we find. So, Mr. Redcoat, don't let us keep you waiting. We're just a going little farther down the line. Some folks say we have no worries, no taxes, gas, or coal bills to pay. We get our heat and gas from the old smokestack as the old train is rattling on her way. Now we never stop to worry. The engineer is watching the line. All we gotta do is watch the Mountie, but we don't have much trouble getting off in time. Oh, his coat and buttons glistening in the sunshine, and at his belt is hung a wicked gun, just waiting there to catch a bunch of hobos, because depression made us all go on the bum. They say it's nice for us to make new acquaintances. Many times we're presented to the judge. 14 days in jail for riding on the rail, and then we all get thrown in the jug. Do the police ever stop to consider that we are helping them hold their job? If they didn't have the fun keeping us all on the run, they'd all be with us riding on the run. But now, folks, you've heard our story. The cops are a-heading down our way. They chase us going east, they chase us going west. Now I wonder where they think we're gonna stay. We're a jolly bunch of hobos. No money, not a job can we find. So, Mr. Redcoat, don't let us keep you waiting. We're just a-going a little farther down the line.
Thank you.
Yeah, from 1937. That was absolutely gorgeous. Glenn Gray and the Casa Loma Orchestra. A tune called Smoke Rings. Before that, Wilf Carter and the Hobos' Song of the Mounties from 1934. Amazingly, that song could also be from 2014. Muzzy Marcellino before that with Silhouette Hula. Toots Thielman with It's Only a Paper Moon. We started off with Fred Lowry, Red Sails in the Sunset. Some whistling tunes early in that set. Great, great stuff. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. This is program number 211. Now, on occasion, I do something called Drop the Needle. I'm going to play an album that I have found at a thrift shop, and it's something I've never heard before. I'm going to play at least 1 minute of it, no matter how wonderful or how terrible it may be. Well, I'm not sure what to think of this one. This one is called WYBC Presents the Yale Banjo Club. Now, WYBC was the student radio station of Yale College back in the day. And the Banjo Club is, I think, exactly what it sounds like. A banjo club. It was released on Cutler's Record Shop label from New Haven, Connecticut. And there's a whole bunch of liner notes, which I'm not going to go into. I'm just going to play a tune. So here we go. Dropping the Needle on WYBC Presents the Yale Banjo Club. Okay, that was just a little bit too over the top for me. Did I actually play a minute of that? Well, more or less. Probably more, and that's what it means to be a masochist. All right, let's get on with some tunage. Here's Arif Mardin. Thank you. happy stuff. Arif Mardin, who was a composer, arranger, and producer with Atlantic Records back in the day, his version of Glass Onion. I'm going to play something brand new. A 45, 7-inch vinyl single released on 13 O'Clock Records. Great, great record label down in Texas that's releasing a lot of very cool 60s influenced pop psychedelia. Some fantastic bands and individual musicians such as Paul Messis. So this is brand new on 13 O'Clock Records. We're going to start this set off with Paul Messis. The song is called Nightmares.
Don't I wish I was a thousand miles away? I could be on a river or an ocean. I could make my body have motion. It moistens my mind with the notion of being free. To be free. To be free. Thank you.
don't I wish it to zap me in another day. I'd be flying in a silver saucer. I'd be a modern day Tom Sawyer. I'd be a nomad, so not to alter my freedom. To be free. To be free. Restless wind, blow me away. Blow me far and blow me hard. Blow my memory, make it dark. I'll start over with just my heart. I'll start over with just my heart. I'll start over with just my heart.
Brand new 45 RPM 7-inch vinyl single released on 13 O'Clock Records, Paul Messis and Penny Arcade. Before that, Stonefield Tramp. From their album Dreaming Again, we heard the theme from Follow the Sun. Prior to that, privately pressed album by John Soderman. From his album Under Again, we heard Don't It Feel Good. And before that, from Texas, Will and James Ragar with Don't I Wish to Be Free. We started that set off with Paul Messis and Nightmares. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And I recently learned that early in July, Mr. Stephen Gaskin passed away. He was one of the organizers and founders of the collective commune known as The Farm in Tennessee. I'm going to read a little bit of his obituary. Mr. Gaskin's grandmother drove a covered wagon from Tennessee to Texas, was a free thinker and a suffragette who marched in the streets for the rights of women to vote. "We've been free thinkers for generations," Gaskin wrote, "and as provided for in the Constitution, I have passed my philosophical and religious ways on to my children, who are very proud of their heritage and ancestors." That philosophy was imparted to more than just his biological kin. Mr. Gaskin was a man whose teachings inspired thousands to follow him across the country. His vision first evolved in California, where Mr. Gaskin, part of the 5th Regiment U.S. Marine Corps, alighted in the late 1950s after seeing combat in Korea. A war veteran turned beatnik, Mr. Gaskin experienced revelations as the GI Bill and scholarship beneficiary journeyed through syllabi at San Francisco State University. He earned his master's degree in 1964. He spent 2 years teaching English and creative writing. And in 1967, Stephen Gaskin initiated an informal philosophy seminar that would become known as Monday Night Class. The hippie guru discussed religion, politics, sex, and drugs. He believed in tantric thought, telepathy, and togetherness. And in an era when youth was disillusioned by the Vietnam War, disturbed by increasing injustice, and encouraged by the successes of civil rights, he helped young people feel empowered. Later, Mr. Gaskin wrote that he became a spiritual leader because there was a bunch of stuff I wanted to know really bad, and I went out looking to learn it. And I found out that it was really hard to answer the questions that I wanted answered. After researching for a while, he wrote and worked with others, and he found that he could answer those questions and, quote, that somebody ought to do it, so I would just do that. I also saw that one man, if he was honest and kept the faith and pushed long enough, could move enough of the world to make a difference. And that was such a turn-on of an idea that I thought I'd try to do it, and I've been doing it ever since, and so far, it's working. So to close out the program, I'm going to play some music by The Farm Band from Tennessee that was recorded back in 1972. So remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.
Lift up my head to the open sky, feel the sun spread its light out on me.